With 100% of precincts reporting, Thomas trails Christ Tompkins by 44 votes. That is less than a full school bus of voters. Absentee, early, and questioned ballots could have an impact in this race.
Probably 800 absentee ballots are yet to be counted, although I've heard all sorts of different numbers.
That's Christ Tompkins speaking to KCAW just before 11 o'clock on election night.
It's going to make a big impact. We put a real concerted effort into banking ballots early. I mean, my vote has not yet been counted. It's an early vote, and ditto for probably a majority of the people who are at our little election night party.
Thomas could not be reached on election night. Both ran intense campaigns, especially in the last couple weeks. Local newspapers were saturated with advertising. Mailers were sent to local homes, some of those from the campaigns themselves and others from supporters. Scores of letters to the editor ran in support of both men, and they appeared together at public events in Sitka and Haines. Thomas leaned on his relationship with State Senator Bert Stedman, a Sitka Republican who co-chairs the powerful Senate Finance Committee. Stedman publicly endorsed Thomas and lent his image to his advertisements. Christ Tompkins also worked the advertising angle and made his presence known in Sitka and surrounding communities. He showed up in person on front porches to talk to voters about the election.
And it was neighbors talking with neighbors, friends talking with friends. I knocked on multi-thousands of doors, and we just ran a real hard campaign, and it feels great.
Christ Tompkins says he's happy with his campaign, regardless of what the final results show. That won't be known until the absentee, early, and question ballots are counted, and that happens no later than 15 days after the election. House District 34 includes Sitka, Haines, Clukwan, Hoona, Cake, Angoon, Port Alexander, Pelican, and Elfin Cove. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.